Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people. He loves his people. He loves us all. I've noticed that the Lord does greater works among people that love him and follow through. It's for many reasons, not a few. When people love God, they reach out to him and they're learning. And they're receptive. I've seen Christians live in a state where they're more receptive and also less receptive to God. And the more receptive we are, we want to follow God. We want to know him. We're hungry. We're trying to learn all we can. And usually the people that do this are people that just got saved. Their love is fresh. Their love is honest. And they're not used to the compromise of the world. And they look to older Christians, people that's been saved longer, to guide them. And a lot of people are, the world is so anti-Christ, and it's an anti-social way of existing. And some people have stopped along the way. It worked against their first love. See, the first love suggests that God can do all things. But over time, people, they compromise, and their first love is reduced. And they believe God might do all things. And then over time, if they don't check it and get back in the flow of the first love, they say God can do all things, but they feel like God can do some things. And some feel like God can do all things, but not for me. And some agree with the cold religious system and say, well, God, stop doing all things. Now, the first love is from heaven, and it's the one that's right. The pressure of this world works to buffet and bully people into not going forward. And when people don't stop going forward, they hinder the process of what God can really do in their life. And they start existing instead of thriving. And eventually, things collapse and they have to start trying to survive again. But if you build on the first love, you may not know everything, but if you pay attention to the Lord, he will guide you into all truth. And that's what I love seeing. I love to see people thrive in life. I know that they can. Now, I know something about God that many people may not know, and anybody can learn. When you're sincere before God and you're trying to learn his ways, you're going to see him move mightier in your life than he do in the lives of others. While he has your attention, he will help you understand things. And the people around you may not be interested in it. And you'll know things and you'll want to help people. You'll want people to see what God can do. You'll want them to know that he is. He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You'll want people to know that they can be blessed by him. You'll want people to know that their troubles can be over. And you have vision for this. But when people give their attention to this world system, they begin to lose hope and expectation. Remember, it's all about responding to the love of God. The love of God will train you. All the suggestions and the love of God will train you in the way things should really be. The Word of God will carry you there. The Word of God is the knowledge of love. And when all you do is love God, the love of God suggests to you that there's a better way. When I first got saved, I was so full of hope. When I learned about the Holy Spirit, that He would be with you, I wanted the Holy Spirit, and I wanted to be trained by the Holy Spirit. I wanted to know Him. I wanted to hear from Him. And I was told many good things about the Holy Spirit, but I heard about what Paul did. I saw how they walked with the Lord, how Peter was led out of jail by angels when the people prayed. All these wonderful stories, and I wanted that in my life. I wanted the best. I wanted God's best in my life. And now I grew up in a Methodist church, and I've seen my daddy preach and people fall out in the spirit. I remember there was a guy who was my age, around my age. He got happy in church. I didn't know what was wrong with him. And then he was worshiping God. I didn't know what he felt, but I saw it. I was around good preaching. I was around good teaching. But like a child would do, I wasn't saved yet. I wasn't. When I was a child, I loved going to church. I loved God, but I didn't know what I had. I thought that if I go to heaven, it was up to God. Sometimes children don't hear everything. My daddy was not a talkative man unless he was preaching. Now, he preached the word. He probably thought I knew it, but some things I didn't know. And my mother broke the word down to me. She's taught me things. And I learned, you know. And one day my cousin broke down who Jesus is. Now, sometimes God can use a child to win a child. He was 3 years older than me. And he helped me understand that Jesus paid the cost for me. And all I had to do was believe on Jesus Christ and I'd be saved. But there was still a lot of things I didn't know. I wanted to know how to be saved in case I got hurt on my minibike. I used to ride minibikes, motorcycles. Back when he taught me that, I had a minibike. So I wanted to know what to do if I got hurt on my minibike. Because I wanted to go to heaven. Anyway, I got saved when I was about 20 years old. And I was so full of hope. And I wanted to see God move. I didn't see God move on people that I knew like He did in the book of Acts and the apostles. And then, you know, the enemy will come along with a lie and say, well, that's just for preachers that's been saved a long time. You know, when you believe, and people pick up on these lies, and when they go unchecked, they get incorporated in your brain, in your thinking process, and then eventually your habit system, and then your expectation, and even your advice is affected or infected. So what I'm saying is, the first love is more true. It's true, and the persuasions of this world. There's a lot. And people learn how to act and behave. They're so full of the love of God, but they tone it down around the world. And Jesus said, let your light shine. Now, you can be bubbly in heart and still be appropriate in life. It's all right to sing praises to God. It's all right to rejoice. It's all right to be happy in the Lord. And you know, we rejoice with those that rejoice, and we cry with those that cry. But we still have hope, and we don't have to hide it. And all that hope, all that joy in us, lets us know that we can win in life. It lets us know, really, that we have won in life. And then we can receive God's word, believe it, receive it. And continue, you know, when you continue to fill your heart with the word of God, charge your heart with the word of God, then the Lord will, he can relate to that. And in relating, as you relate to Him, He relates to you. And as you speak His word, He gives you more knowledge and understanding. And then eventually you can dialogue with him, and you get to the point you can ask him questions, and he'll guide you to all truth. Now, sometimes I talk to the Lord and he'll give me scriptures. Then I go study the scripture. Sometimes I'll study the scripture and he will open my understanding as I'm studying the scripture. Sometimes one point is what he wanted to alert me to. Now, all these things happen. There's no pattern to it. God, you know, when you're following the guidance of the Holy Spirit, anything can happen. The Lord will lead you the way you should go. It's good. Wonderful. Wonderful. I love him. And I want to do all that's in his heart. I want to do everything that he's saying to me. And, you know, sometimes people don't follow God like I talk about. Sometimes it's because they don't expect God to do anything. They expect what they already know. And sometimes they're afraid that God will give them more to do, and they feel like their schedule's already tight. And sometimes they love the world somewhere, and the Lord's going to tell them to leave that alone. And sometimes people just, you know, they're happy where they are. And they're hiding, and you know, they're in comfort zones. Now, I don't want to judge people, but these are factors. People get in comfort zone. And anybody that follow God, you'll know God uproot that comfort zone in no time. But I'm going to tell you something. If God put in your heart to go do something, and you go do it, you want to be there. You are thriving in life. People that are on the missionary field, they don't want to be anywhere else. They leave the world they know and go to another one and do God's work. Now, you know, when I first got called to the ministry, my everyday routine, I'd get up, I'd be geared up to work so I could finish my work and make the money I need for that week. And I have a lot of hope to make a certain amount of money so I could pay my bills. And my goal in the 80s was to make $300 in a week's time. And sometimes I'd pull it off, sometimes I'd make a little less, sometimes a little more. And I wanted to do it as fast as I could so that I could be off the next weekend. But on Sunday, especially if I had to minister somewhere, I wanted to be wherever I had to minister, and I wanted to be there and be early, because that word was like fire shut up in my bones. Now, when the Lord, every time the Lord sent me to a church, I wanted to be there because that's where the Holy Spirit wanted me to be. Now, the church I'm going to now, I've been there for 12 years, and I love that church. I feel at home there. I love the people. I know the people, and they know me. I've been to many churches. I didn't always feel like I was at home at some, but if God sent me there, that's where I wanted to be. Now I'm at a church, I feel like I'm at home. And I love the congregation. I love the pastor. I love his family. I love everybody there. And every church I went to, I love the people. But this church, people seek God. They want to know, they want to do what's in his heart. And sometimes it's not that way. But when people yield to the Lord more, it's a strong fellowship, because it's love-based. So when things are love-based, it works better. If God called you to Korea to minister, And now a thriving desire to do this will come with it. But you have to act on it. If you act on it, it gets greater. And when you follow God, that's when you're going to see miracles happen. That's where you're going to see things happen you won't normally see. And that's what the point of all this, on this broadcast. When one thing that God is doing, He is helping people develop their life. He is helping people go forward in life. Now, I've seen a lot of things happen, but the times that I see miracles and works of God's favor is when people are doing what God said do. When they love Him, they're sincere, they yield themselves. That's when I see God train people, teach people the things that's out of the ordinary. But if you ask God for His permissive will, or His good will, or His acceptable will, and not His perfect will, you're going to see good things happen, acceptable things happen, but not perfect things happen. You may see a few people get saved, a few people get healed, wondrous miracles. But when you go all out, when you just lay yourself on God's altar, Lord, I'll do whatever You say to do. And when you're thriving to learn, you want to know all you can about the Lord. That's when you're going to be taught by and great out of the. It'll be more unusual. It'll be better. Now, when I first wanted to know the Holy Ghost, I was looking. I had this desire in my heart to know God, and it was important. And it didn't take long to learn that I couldn't trust everybody with what I was trying to do. And I worked at a grocery store, a food giant, where I actually got saved at that grocery store, because guys started getting saved there. Two Coke men that brought the Coke every day, they preached the gospel to us, and we got saved like dominoes. And Chris Lucas, he was an Italian Catholic. He was about my age. And he was raised in the Catholic Church. But he got saved and he went to the Church of the Nazarene. Now, Catholics are saved too. I'm sure his family was saved, but you know, he went to a church where they really taught him. And they really taught him. I mean, I learned a lot from him. Foundational things that carried me for years. From Chris Lucas, my brother in the Lord. He wasn't even a preacher yet. But he just loved God like I did. And eventually I said, I wonder if God still talked to people. He said, well, I heard of, that was a lady that saw him, and she said the Lord told her something. I said, man, I love to hold a conversation with her. And the Lord heard that. And they used to have double coupons. They used to pay double and sometimes triple on the coupons. So that store attracted a lot of people from all over the Jefferson County area. And sometimes other counties would come. People from all over the city would come there and shop. And so many people would come when they had triple coupons. They pay triple on the coupons now. Now, extreme couponers would love this. It would be so many people buying up everything in that store. We didn't have to. Customers would wait till other people got through shopping and they'd go to the car and get the. We didn't have to go get buggies. All we had to do was sack groceries and keep the store clean. It would be so many people shopping that we didn't have to retrieve buggies sometimes. Now, a lady from Woodlawn came, and Woodlawn is pretty good ways away from Huffman. There's many stores along the way that she could have went to. But I thank God that He sent that lady to our store. And she shopped there every week. And she was full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. You could see the countenance of love on her face. This lady didn't meet us. She just a loving lady. And I happened to sack her groceries. And some kind of way we got to talking, and I wanted to learn more about the Holy Spirit. So every time she'd come to the store, I made it my business to wait on her if I could. And I would help her to her car and help her load her car, her groceries up in the car. And the Lord was in this, because every time she came, I would help her to a car. And she would tell me stories about what the Holy Spirit did and how he talked to her. And conversations she had, I just ate it up. I wanted this. This is what I've been looking for. Now, there are pastors that hear from God, and they preach words, preach sermons, and they tell a few stories. But this lady took time and just told me things that I need. This is what I was looking for all along from the time I first got saved. Now, when I first got saved, I didn't know the Lord would talk to you. I thought he just saved you and you just live right. That's how I was raised. That's how, when the Lord would give my, I told my dad, I said, it's a blessing to hear from God. He said, I hear from God all the time when he give me a message. Now, I was raised in this house and I did not know that my dad was hearing messages from God. He didn't tell me how it worked, and I didn't ask. My own daddy was hearing from God, and I didn't know it. See, when you're a Christian, it's easy to believe that, you think everybody can do what you do. Or God is moving in your life, and you don't, some people that don't, they adopted the thing, the persuasion where you don't go around telling people that God talked to you. And because of that, the enemy got away with a lot of foolishness. But God is talking. And sometimes my own mother, my mother would tell me things, that thoughts that came to her. She'd pray about things and she'd know what to do. I didn't know this, but Mom Powell, that was her nickname of affection was Mom Powell. I forgot her first name. She told me, but I forgot it. But she said that everybody called her Mom Powell, so that's what I always called her. And she lived in the Woodlawn area near Woodlawn High School. And she told me about conversations she'd have with the Lord. And then I met others that also had conversations with the Lord. And as a minister, when I'm talking to people that cherish God's word, and they're not trying to run and hide, they're not afraid God's going to give them something they don't want to do, their conversation is 10 times greater than than ordinary Christians. They just want to go to heaven and do whatever it is they're doing. But what I'm saying is, when you cherish the love suggests that God, that you can do more than you can. At my best,